not having the proper time to do it. Because I could not write, because it takes so much longer time to write, I find this tape recording is much easier, and I do not waste time on paper. My thought comes clear without being going through the proper wording or proper spelling and all that stuff. So I'm much more easier just to tape record, and regardless how I say it or anything, as long as I can make a little bit explainable what I'm talking about. As we understand that I don't have a proper grammar in the English language, because I did not obtain the white man's education through our regular schools, elementary and secondary schools. I did not. I did go through a crash courses for English language, and this is how far as I came. Now let me continue on the same topic as I have in tape number 3002, which was a spiritual part of our lives of our ancestors. I hate to use the term shamanism, but that is exactly what it is. One has to remember, when I say spiritual part of life, I mean a person who has been known as a shaman. Anyway, I have tried to explain about the nature of development of the shaman knowledge, whatever it is, training. Shamans do not grow on trees, and they are not born with the shaman. The shamans are not born as shaman. They have to be instructed. They have to acquire knowledge, same as anybody else. And it is up to them how much they want it. So it has to begin in the beginning, a very early age, as I expressed before, and that is true. And how it is up to individual person how much he wants to acquire. Here I am going to explain a little bit more detail about this thing. In the 3002 tape, I have mentioned about one field of shamanism. That is shaking tent, or shall we say, a person to acquire the knowledge about the shaking tent, or to practice it, or to make a good use to it for his benefit, or for other groups, or to misuse it. Now, I am going to say this. I have said this many times. I have told some young people. They have laughed at it, some of them have used it, some of them expanded because they have got it from me. Those who live today, the young people. I don't mind if they laugh at it because they don't need it anyway. It's just something like a folklore to them. It's not important, but it's too bad. Anyway, in this case, I want to say what I usually try to explain about these things, because I have been asked by my own people, the young people, they have asked me, how does a shaman begin to be? How does he acquire his powers? Well, there is a way to explain a little bit. If you are now a young man, if you are now have acquired a knowledge through the white man education, if you are into the grade 8 level, you must understand readily, because by then you would have taken a study of basic biology. How does a body function? And what basic knowledge about a body? So they say in a study, all human beings have 5 senses which they use automatically every day. So these senses are that person can have as ability to see, ability to hear, ability to feel, and ability to taste, to smell, and What was the other one? Hear and taste. Taste and smell. Smell is also five of those unnatural. You're born with these things. We all born with those things.